talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free T-shirt designed by Crute himself to the third caller today. Difficult as always to know where to start, but I know where I'm going to start. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. He did some serious Moscow work in a committee hearing yesterday. Ron Johnson embarrassed himself. He embarrassed our state. He embarrassed the Senate in this inquiry about the origin of the intelligence failure of the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Ron Johnson said, reading from a right-wing blog, a conspiracy blog, that the people who organized it, who led it, and were principally responsible were leftists disguised as Trump supporters. Disguised as Trump supporters. He called them fake Trump protesters. Fake Trump protesters. Well, this is a lie, but to say it on national television in a Senate hearing on the insurrection itself simply disgraced this state. He should not continue to be a senator from this state. Take a look at who they were. Remember the QAnon shaman? Remember the guy with the fur and the horns and the war paint? Remember the people walking through the hall saying, "Oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy," they would have ripped her apart. He says they're leftists, not Trump supporters. The people who had the Trump flags, he says, are leftists, not Trump supporters. He says the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the Three Percenters who have been identified and arrested and charged are really secretly leftists. Now, you know, there's a lot of things you can say. You have people on the extreme nut fringe, Alex Jones, some of these others, who say extreme nut things, and everybody simply discounts them. Then you have the mainstream of the Republican Party who say extreme nut things enough that some people believe it, and that is that Joe Biden is not legitimately elected, that he did not beat Trump by 7 million votes, didn't get 306 electoral votes. That's all false. It was actually Trump who won. That's right-wing nutjob stuff, but that was repeated by more than 150 Republican congressmen in the House of Representatives who voted against certification. And that was repeated by senators, the ones that want to run for their party's nomination in 2024 in the U.S. Senate. Well, Ron Johnson has done them one better. Ron Johnson has said that insurrection was a leftist insurrection. Now, I know why he is doing it, in my opinion. I don't think he is insane, and I don't think he's losing his marbles. I think he desperately wants to run for the Senate again because it's a cushy job. A lot of senators are lazy. They don't do anything. They simply stroll through polished halls, go up to lecterns. They mouth pieties, they mouth trite things, and then they burp and they go to lunch. And he's like that. He's had it for, well, 2 terms. He gave his word that he wouldn't do it a third time, and now he's breaking his word, and he's reaching out to any nut job he can to try to ward off a Republican primary and somehow blunder his way through a general election. Now, why do I say he's not insane and he's not losing his marbles? Why do I praise him? If you can say that is faint praise. The reason I say that is because a little while ago, a former Brown County, that's the Green Bay area, Brown County Republican chairman called him and they spoke on the phone. And Ron Johnson, and this is a guy, this Republican chairman, who is a reasonable guy, and he's not a nut. And he said, look, you know that Biden won this thing. I mean, you know there wasn't fraud. And Johnson said to him, I know there wasn't fraud, but, you know, I've got to say that or I'm toast electorally. The guy then went and publicized that conversation. He went on Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and publicized that conversation. And Ron Johnson just didn't say anything. He knows. He knows it was the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the Three Percenters, and others who did it. He knows that. One reason he knows it is because hundreds of them have been arrested. Some of them are in jail. They weren't given bail. Their police reports of their interviews, at least one of them was angry that people were blaming it on leftists, said, you know, people say, some of the people on the right say it's the leftists. We're proud patriots. We did it for Trump. In other words, they push back out of pride. And we have Ron Johnson, and he's looking down at a document, and you'd think he's looking at something written by experts, something you can rely on. When a guy in the Senate, a lazy do-nothing individual who's clogging a seat for 6 years, looks down and tilts his glasses, it looks very, very august. And he starts to read and, oh, well, somebody said that somewhere. Yeah, they did say it somewhere. It was a right-wing nut job conspiracy blog. And he read it into the record. He insisted on reading it into the record. Now, we have had a lot of bad senators in our state's history in the remote past. None of you remember Philetus Sawyer from the 19th century. He was a bad senator. He was in the hip pocket of the corporations, the railroads in those days. And we've had controversial ones, Joe McCarthy and that kind of thing, but we've had outstanding ones, the Bill Proxmires. And we're used to the outstanding ones and we don't want to go back. And this guy would make Philetus Sawyer in the 19th century look like Abraham Lincoln. I mean, Ron Johnson gets up and he's identified as a senator from Wisconsin. I've had people call me and say, Matt, what's going on in your state? And Ron Johnson goes, I have it on good authority that the people, the organized, tight-lipped individuals that led it, these are leftists. They are fake Trump supporters. Fake Trump protesters. That's what he said. Fake Trump. That's what he said. What, the QAnon shaman? He can't very well say that's a leftist. The guy is in jail, although in a way, maybe he is. He demands organic food. Maybe that's what Ron Johnson was referring to. The Proud Boys, he thinks those are secretly leftists. Oath Keepers, Three Percenters. These are all people who are linked heavily to the Republican Party. Anybody with any kind of understanding at all, anybody who could even see the TV and that crowd, those were not leftists. Those were people like in Charlottesville who were marching from the right. You can't just simply say, Ron Johnson, that they are leftists and that Trump is innocent. Why did they go up to the Capitol to stop the certification if they were leftists? Most people in this country, left, right, and center, are very glad about the peaceful transition of power, supported the certification. Those people went up there to stop the certification. Donald Trump lathered them up. Donald Trump said that you will not have a country anymore if you don't show strength. Rudy Giuliani said we need trial by combat, which was outlawed in Europe in the 13th century. Trial by combat. Donald Trump Jr. lathered them up. Is Ron Johnson saying that they were leftists? Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Don Trump Jr. were leftists in lathering up this rabble to go up and stop the certification? When they said, hang Mike Pence. And some of them were saying they'd kill any congressman that they saw in the hallways. Ron Johnson said they were leftists. Ron Johnson's lying. He's lying basically to keep some kind of a base to do two things. To ward off a primary, because frankly, if Mike Gallagher or Reince Priebus or any of these guys ran against him in a primary, they'd knock him off. He said he wouldn't run again. And then in the general, if he sneaks through a primary, wards off a primary, he is a heavy underdog because he said he wouldn't run and he's betrayed the state. But with enough money and enough lying about the Democrat, maybe he's not an underdog. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. Ron Johnson is not representing Wisconsin. He's not representing America. He's disgraced the Senate and his state, and he's got to be beaten in this upcoming election. It's too late to recall him, but he's got to be beaten in this upcoming election. We're coming to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.